Remix.
Hey, is this Toye?
Hello?
Hi, Toye?
Who?
Is this Toye?
I don't get what you're saying, sir.
Hey, this is Hashem with Cardiff. How are you?
Okay. How can I help you?
Oh, okay.
This is Toye.
Oh, this is Toye. Okay, that's what I was asking.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay. This is Hashem with Cardiff. Remember, I spoke to you multiple times now, probably.
Okay.
When I was looking for Adwell.
Oh, okay. He's not in the office right now.
He's still in. Is he still up in Brooklyn?
Yeah. No, I think he went to Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
that's the main office of United States Postal Service.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you know if he's going to be in on Monday?
I don't know. He doesn't share his schedule with me. He just tells me I'll be right back. That's all.
He just tells you where he is whenever he wants to.
Yeah, that's right. He's the boss.
Yeah. Do you usually help him with the financial aspect of the business? Because when I was working with him, he was talking
about...
That's
what he wants me to. Actually, no. I'm busy preparing, payment for, with the USPS right now. And he told me to make sure he's ready before I leave today. So
perfect. So he has you working with him on the financial stuff, right?
Whatever. If he want, well, I do. I won't say that he discussed everything with me, but there are certain things,
Yeah.
You know, that if he wants me to know, you know, he'll say it. He just say, no. It's not that we sit down and discuss it. We just say, okay, do this. And then from there, I have an idea what's going on.
Right, okay. Gotcha. Has he discussed with you at all the capital he was looking to bring on for those projects that he was working on?
He didn't discuss that with me.
Oh, he didn't? Okay.
No. Yeah.
So he's the only one to talk to, really, for the bringing on the capital part?
I know that, you send the form and everything to him, but, to us, but, we didn't say anything too much about it.
Yeah, because I know he had told me that he had projects coming up and that he did want to do something, but he was telling me that for getting the bank statements, he said something about not
well, that he's very adamant on that,
exactly.
No bank statement to anybody.
Yes.
Very, very adamant, no bank statement.
Exactly.
Look, we've been through, ups and downs as far as people making an improper action or access to our accounts. So it's very determined that nobody's going to, have the luxury of getting up and laying their hands on our bank account.
On the bank accounts, right. He told me
that's a no-no.
Yeah, I remember that. He went over, he told me a whole story about some theft that went on or whatnot. He had money taken out of the account.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me that it's at HSBC Bank, right?
Excuse me?
He said it was at the HSBC Bank.
No, I don't know. I don't know. To be very honest.
Yeah.
I was a teenager then.
Oh, really?
I was going to high school then.
Wow. Because he was talking about how he was going to HSBC Bank and he was going to go get... His bond done. He had like a $10,000 bond that he was doing.
No, the bond is done. We submitted the bond.
Yeah.
We submitted the bond. It's part of, bonding is, there are some bonding companies, they charge, their rate, it goes with the companies with better rates.
Yeah.
Some charge 6%. I mean, if you are doing a contract, $1 million, and somebody wants 6% of it. Compared to somebody who wants 0.75 or 1.7%.
Yeah, of course you're going to do that. It only makes sense, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, and he was telling me about how he was going to speak to his banker at HSBC. That way, instead of doing the whole sending over the bank statements,
he was just getting contact. Yeah, that he doesn't, you know, we don't see it. There are so many details he doesn't tell us, and we don't bother, you know, asking. We just ask him. Look, he gives us certain contracts. My responsibility is to coordinate all the contracts and make sure that our field people are doing what they're supposed to do. You know, I write reports and everything, make payments, invoices, and things like that. You know, that's my job in the office.
You kind of do like the management part, right?
Yeah, well, my title is supposed to be office manager, but I'm jack of all trade.
You do a little bit more than that, huh? So I mean, I just wanted to follow back up with him. I know he's in and out all the time. You told me he like starts working at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, he has not been in the office lately now since we started the job, and we just started the Supreme Court judge in Brooklyn, and so it's all over the place.
Very nice. Yeah. Okay, so he's got a lot of jobs going on right now.
No, but 3, that's all. No, nothing much.
Okay. Okay.
And winter is coming, so we have to make sure we get. We are workers who have responsibilities. They have their family to feed, so we have to make sure that you know, we keep them busy inside.
Yeah, of course. In the winter, do you guys usually end up just not working on projects at all, or is it usually just extremely?
Inside, we do we do interior constructions.
Okay.
So we stay inside.
Okay, so does it stay busy throughout the winter as well then?
Excuse me?
And does it stay pretty busy throughout the winter as well?
Yeah, we try to, you know. There are contracts that we try to finish by October, and then in November, December, and then January, February, March, we do paperwork, and we start bidding for other contracts.
Gotcha. And when do you guys usually end up start doing the bidding for the contracts?
It depends on, for instance, if United States Postal Service, if they send us contracts at any time, which is to renovate any of their post offices, or to renovate or they bought a property, they want to convert it to a postal facility.
Right.
The same thing GSA, if they, 2 years ago, GSA called. They said, "Look, the FBI, they're moving to the 10th floor. We want you to put 95 receptacles there."
Oh, okay. So they just give you a call and tell you, "Hey, we need this." Are they a new client for you guys or recurring?
Excuse me.
The postal. Are they? Is this a new contract you guys are trying to get, or is this one you?
New contract. No, the two we have with one with post office. It was awarded last month, and we're supposed to finish it sometime in April. The GSA that they just awarded it 2 weeks ago, so we did not even have the pre-construction meeting. So, but we taking our tools and equipment there so that we could. Make payments, submit payment immediately for bonding, insurance, and mobilization. So you have to have presence there.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I was talking to him, because we were talking about because I told him we do equipment and we do capital, and he told me that the capital is what he was looking at because the cash flow gets a little bit tight when he's working on the projects. And I remember at the time when he told me he was going to do the bond, it made the cash flow even tighter, even though he's going to get that money back later on, but it's not right now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I think the main thing, he would tell me to fill it out, but he just said no bank statement, period.
Yeah. I remember the whole no bank statement, period. But for the bank statements, here's how I told him we would be able to do it: is would he be able to give permission or for us to speak with HSBC Bank?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, look, he has a relationship for almost 20 years with these people, so
Yeah, with HSBC.
I don't know what's going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. So
right.
I just wait for instruction. That's all.
Yeah. Well, would you be able to ask him the next time that you, because I know he's hard. I've been calling him, trying to get
him. He will just nod his head and walk away. I can guarantee you that.
He would do what, sorry?
He will just nod his head and walk
away. Walk away. Oh, man.
when it comes to finances,
yeah.
When it comes to money, it's a different attitude, different,
yeah.
You know, body language, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, no, I mean, when I was talking to him, he was perfectly okay with it, and he was interested in it. The only thing that was the drawback for him was the bank statements.
Well, I think you hit it on the head.
I'm sorry?
You know, I think you hit it on the head.
Yeah. The bank statements was the fallback for him, which is why I had told him if you were to give me permission to speak to HSBC Bank, would that work? And then when he was going in to do the bond at HSBC Bank, he said that he was going to end up talking to his banker about it, since he's had a problem with the bank statements in the past being given out, and then the money went missing and all that. So I wanted to, I mean, since then I haven't really been able to get a hold of him, and I think that was about 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell him you call. What's the gentleman? That's the gentleman from California, right?
Yeah, from California. My name's Hashim.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll tell him you called, you know.
All right, please let him know.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Right, sir. No problem, Toya. Take care.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm not here.